board and then the executive meeting sometime.
Yeah, well, that doesn't have to come in first, I think.
No, no, no.
Well, the, it, my recollections of Manasquan would have been much more scrappy and sketchy if it were not for the fact that my mother's two close friends, Francis and Harriet Reynolds, were with their father running a summer holiday place in connection with their small farm. And my mother recruited a lot of city people from Hudson County, New Jersey, to come to this as guests. And it was a working farm, and but in the summer, for 2 months, they had enlarged the farmhouse sufficiently to take care of quite a number of guests. And we always spent the first 2 weeks in August at the farm, as long as it was running as a farm cum guest house. And later on, when they also had a guest house on Seagirt Avenue near the Seagirt border, we also visited them at that place also, so that we were very close to the Reynolds family. And Walter Reynolds, we called Cousin Walter because he was some kind of cousin to my grandfather, and I can't remember just exactly. My mother's father was related in some way to the Reynoldses. And Walter Reynolds sat at the head of meeting at this time, and but almost never spoke. I don't think he, perhaps he never did speak. I can't remember his speaking in meeting, but he was very much loved and respected by the friends. And Harriet and Francis Reynolds had each taught classes in the Sunday school. Harriet, smaller children, and Francis Reynolds had teenagers and up, so that I, whenever I visited, I was visited that class, which became organized and had regular monthly meetings in the middle of the week from 1922, and is still meeting. So Francis and Harriet Reynolds had a tremendous influence.
When did you start the band?
Francis and Harriet Reynolds had a continuing and strong influence on the meeting for good during all these years, and I can't remember. No, I think, yes, they were responsible. They were responsible for hiring a school bus, the bus for the local schools was hired on a Sunday morning to pick up children all over the neighborhood, which was a growing neighborhood. And the Reynolds family were behind this. They never owned a car themselves at any time, and it was a great convenience to them. And in those days, it wasn't such a great expense it would be now. so that they, Francis Reynolds was also superintendent of the Sunday School for a very long period of time, and most of the time of my early years she was superintendent, as well as teacher of the class, so that they built up this Sunday School, and sometime, I think, during the 1940s, the Manasquan Friends Sunday School was the most active and had demonstrated the most growth of any Sunday school in the yearly meeting. And at that time, there was an annual recognition of this kind of achievement by the yearly meeting. So that the Sunday school was a great feature of the life of Manasquan meeting. And this the age of the Sunday school was about the same age as my parents joining. That is, there wasn't, I don't think, there was much of a Sunday school there before my father and mother started to attend and join. We also had other relations in the area. My mother had two brothers in the area, and we sometimes visited them, and we always, we visited them sometimes in the winter holidays, and so that we were able to keep a yearly contact with the meeting through our contact with friends and relations throughout the year, and also attending half-yearly meeting at Manasquan, as well as at Plainfield, which we never missed.